Yeah, packed house to the Brad Center last night for Bryan Adams, who, by all accounts, everyone who shared with me on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page, they felt he just sounded awesome, singing nearly 30 songs. He began his concert acoustically from the back of the room on this mini stage before heading to the main one. This is what I shared on my Facebook page. Just give it to me straight. It's a cool way to open up the show acoustically and get the sing-along going right off the bat and then head on over to the main stage, and the hits came hit after hit. He's got one of the sharpest bands in the business. They were sounding great, too, and lots of comments on the Facebook page from this show. Joanna Zever said, sounded amazing, never disappoints, even after 40 years. Rock on, Bryan. Diane Stark thought it was awesome. Chris Tyne said his sister flew in from Ontario and they went last night, said it was fabulous and agrees with the band. They are awesome. Chris did have one complaint. Apparently a train on the tracks there was taking its time and left everyone standing waiting far too long outside of the Brand Center. I saw that comment a few times, but that happens during Rider games too. Kathy Agaran said, I love Bryan Adams. I've seen him several times. Never disappoints. This may have been the best yet. Sherry Dittmer said, one of the best concerts ever. So good to hear. It was sold out last night, too. And a great show. We had 25 degrees Saturday. Yesterday was 25. Normal high this time of the year is 16. With only a couple more days left in September, October here Wednesday. Summer weather rolling on this week up to 31 for tomorrow. Ironically, Wascana Park Pool officially closed yesterday after they kept it extended. They kept it open extended because maintenance at the Lawson, but I think that's over with now. So they're just trying to give opportunities for swimmers. But they closed it, even though it's going to be 31 tomorrow. It might have been a weekend to rake some leaves, do a little fall prep, but I did not feel like yanking. It still feels kind of good. And, you know, summer took forever to get here, so I didn't feel like doing any raking of leaves. Family did make a few fall plans, put them in the Google calendar. We picked a day for our usual blast out to the Lumsden Valley for a jaunt through the pumpkin patch and maybe the haunted house and corn maze. Do that a few weekends from now. We'll get there. I'm not likely to turn the water off and blow out the lines for another couple of weeks. Maybe Thanksgiving long weekend, which is 2 weeks away, by the way. I don't know. I'm just not feeling it yet. Cleaning up. How about your fall to-do or bucket list? What do you have on it? Anything like us? Visit to the pumpkin patch for the usual family photos and Instagram photos. I know it won't be long before the fall candles will begin burning longer. Kids will be jumping through a pile of leaves and carving pumpkins. But till then, hey, I am going to enjoy this warm weather, which, of course, is helping the harvest, too. Still a bit behind from where we normally are, but about getting close to 70% in the bin so far. But there are many who work the fields on the weekend and continue this week taking advantage of this weather. Tomorrow is National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, the day honoring the children who never returned home and survivors of residential schools. And for that reason, it's a shorter work week for students too, right? No school today, I guess, for the Catholic school system. Sarah Mills telling me her kids aren't going today. They have today and tomorrow off. However, it's a regular day for the public school system, and I believe the Prairie Valley system at school as well today. But we'll have tomorrow off. Well, we were holding out for a pretty heroic ending there on Saturday night. Just wasn't meant to be.
Got to him. Gets into the end zone in a dramatic drive in the final minute, and now they are a two-point conversion away from tying this game and forcing overtime. Seven plays, 81 yards, here we go. Two-pointer to tie the score and force overtime. Harris, end zone, no! Edmonton wins! For all they've been through, the Elks do indeed hang on.
And that was was just a moment where you look at the ball wasn't even close. Everyone looked confused. That 2-point convert was disappointing, to say the least. Anyhow, joining me now, our Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson. Belton, what did you think of that? Was it maybe a wrong read by Trevor Harris or the receivers? What were you thinking at the time?
Well, I'm thinking what you thought. But no, I do. I think maybe the receivers, the routes or something, because it looked like Trevor was throwing a fade to me. And, you know, the biggest, tallest receiver, probably the athletic guy there, Joe, maybe looked like he went the wrong way. But I'm not sure, but that's what it looked like to me, Greg.
Yeah, it was a total letdown and just a bit of a lob by Harris, too. Everyone stood looking, what the heck was that? Aside from that, the defense, decent for a while. Then the Riders, well, they just kind of sucked. And two kicks missed. Here we go. Here we go, Belton. Had Lothar not missed those, it would be a different outcome. So do you pin this one on Brett Belton, or was that a team loss? Because they were all pretty weak in the first half, especially.
I think it was a team loss, Greg. You know, I look in that first quarter alone, three turnovers, right? Trevor Harris threw two interceptions there, and Keyshawn Johnson fumbled the ball as well. And, you know, the defense, they held strong for so long there. I'm thinking it's going to be a great defensive win, during the game there. And then they let the young running back, Justin Rankin, he got going. You know, he broke that, 37-yard touchdown run. And, yes, Brett Lowther. So, you know, I'm looking at all three phases of that game. And, that 2-point convert, that was a timeout by the Elks. You know, so the Riders had time to talk and discuss that play. So, you know, you add all of that up, that's what you get.
It was a team effort when it comes to losing. But trade deadline is coming up this week. Would you be working the phones, looking for a kicker with some proven ability, or do you want to ride Lothar out there and hope the next 45-yarder isn't wide in the West Final?
I don't go off of hope, Greg. I need accuracy there, right? And, you know, we've seen it the whole season here. You know, it's been up and down with the with Brett Lowther there. I think you got to throw something out there to see, to be honest with you, because this is a playoff team. I do think they're a Grey Cup caliber type team. They just got to fix some things here down the stretch here.
Belton Johnson, my guest. It is only two losses in a row. I listened to the Green Zone postgame show. Should Jake Mayer have been put in for Trevor Harris after the first half? As Darrell Davis noted, I think, on the postgame show himself, Trevor didn't seem to have much zip on the ball. So what do you think? Would you have liked to see Mayer for a few runs?
I think they could have put him in there, spelled him a little bit just to, get a fresh arm in there, I'll say, because, you know, some of the throws, Trevor Harris, the two picks there, right? The balls kind of looked lofted, and, you know, there was an out route by one of the receivers where, you know, to me it should have been completed, but he overthrew the guy a little bit where it sailed. So, you know, I'm for getting somebody in there who's going to get the job done. And, you know, with Trevor Harris, you know, maybe they spell him a little bit here, practice here and there, right? He's, 39 years old?
Yeah.
They're going to need that arm, man.
He did seem to be struggling a little there, for sure. Riders are 10-4, still a couple games up on a three-way tie with 8 wins. Calgary, Winnipeg, BC, and a log jam for 3rd in the West. It's only going to get more fun from here, Belton. You're not concerned? This is just a bit of a stumble?
It's just a bit of a stumble. You know, I didn't have them winning every game this year. I think I had them going about 13-5. So to me, they are on track right now, Greg.
All right. Sounds good. We're out of time, Belton. I appreciate yours.
Hey, have a good one.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
It's as if a summer breeze is just lightly coming through the first full week of fall here. And David Phillips from Environment Canada joining me this morning. And David, I think this is feeling like 31 degrees tomorrow. That's kind of a reward, I think, for the summer that was never really great for us. You know, when it was hot, all of a sudden it was hazy and so smoky, they had to postpone a Rider game, and then got soggy occasionally. What is causing this surge in warmer weather right now for us?
Well, Craig, you know, it's quite spectacular. I just run out of superlatives describing how beautiful September has been, and this week coming up, my gosh, it's just nature keeps on giving. And really, it is a large high-pressure area. I mean, a high-pressure area in the winter can bring you some pretty cold weather, but in the warm part of the year, it generally brings just the same weather day after day. It sits there. It's warm, sunny, and dry. And really, across the country, I mean, there's no warnings out across the country. Oh, there's a special weather statement for fog and Yellowknife and a couple of little air quality issues. But boy, it is really, nature's leaving us alone here. Certainly from Alberta to the Maritimes, it's been spectacular. And I can't think of a place more spectacular than really Saskatchewan. And you're right, we've seen in September, we had temperatures that were, you know, more than 3 degrees warmer than normal. I mean, 5 days where temperatures are going to be above 30 degrees in that month. I mean, you normally might get one of those, or maybe two if you're lucky, five of those suckers.
Well,
and, you know, you're kind of right. I think when we had a lot of days above 30 at the beginning in May, and we had a lot sort of in the end, in late August and September. So it's sort of like bookends. I mean, the two bookends were the spectacular weather, and then in between, well, we had just too much smoke, and temperatures were okay, but it really has been spectacular.
Well, David, I got to tell you, I don't know why you're sounding so surprised, because you told me about a month ago that fall would be warmer than usual. And that's what's happening right now. So do you see this trend going in for another month or so like this?
We do. I mean, Greg, I mean, I look at October and I say, my gosh, it's just nothing but red all over the prairies, meaning warmer than normal. I then, okay, well, you know, you've had a frost already, and, you know, you clearly will probably be maybe snow on the pumpkin for a short while. But, you know, I look at then October, November, December, and it says the same, warmer than normal. Now, Greg, here's an important point. It doesn't mean every day, and when I talk about October being warmer than normal, and then I use the same words in describing that September is warmer than normal, there's a difference of 8 degrees between September and October. So we know it's cooling off. I mean, it's not July warmth. I mean, it certainly won't be sweater weather, but it looks spectacular. I mean, temperatures are on the warm side, dry. Now, we need some rain, even going into, I know the harvest is finished and farmers are delighted by what they saw, but I think we need some rain. I mean, if you've got a favorite tree on your property, give it a drink of water before the freeze up. But really, Greg, I mean, it is
looking pretty sharp. Yeah, yeah. Well, Dave, I always appreciate when you pop on by. Thanks for the update. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, Greg. Bye bye now.
Some Rider fans want to say goodbye to Brett Mather after that game on Saturday. Now, we'll get to that here in a moment, but I remind you, tomorrow is National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, the day honoring the children who never returned home and survivors of residential schools. And for that reason, it's a shorter work week for many, and of course, students too. No school today for the Catholic school system. And it is a normal school day for the public school system. I believe Prairie Valley too is in school today, but correct me if I'm wrong, 1-877-300-7275. Certainly, when you look how this time last year they were the worst, but this year, they're first! Those Blue Jays!
Ground ball fair, Guerrero to Lauer, and they've done it!
Pretty cool! Yeah, they won it, the AL East Division title. The win gives Toronto a bye now for the next round, where they will either face the Yankees or Red Sox with home field advantage. And the roof was open yesterday as they clinched, and man, the place was just so loud. Lots of Blue Jays fever in this country now. And the fever's dying down a little bit after Saturday night's game for Rider fans. Now what a two-game losing skid. For the first time this season, the Elks beat us 27-25. And on the Green Zone postgame show, you guessed it right. Not everyone was happy.
You knew sooner or later the streak was bound to end, but I wish it wouldn't happen.
This team did not play 60 minutes. You know, they just weren't there.
That game was horrible from what I was watching.
My confidence right now in the Riders going to the Grey Cup is now zero. Nothing.
Well, I'm far from that. My confidence of them going to the Grey Cup is still very, very strong. As for Trevor Harris's explanation on that two-point convert attempt at the end of the game, that really was a bust.
Yeah, I had my eyes on the DBs, and they gave us a man coverage look, and so I read the boundary, which we had a little man-to-man concept to the boundary, and right when I let the ball go, I'd kind of realized they collisioned each other, and it was just unfortunate. And I've got to be able to hopefully come through in that situation, and think it was just a little miscommunication with them, and it's unfortunate, but yeah, we've got to be able to convert that in the end, and that one guts you, because, man, I just feel like we get that to overtime. We were really rolling.
Next up, the Green and White and the Red Blacks from Ottawa on Friday. And before the games on the weekend, a lot of the teams wore orange jerseys to honor residential school survivors, their families, and communities, in conjunction with, of course, as I mentioned, tomorrow being National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. There was also a cool moment, too, with referee Ben Major. He delivered a penalty call in both Ojibwe and English on Saturday.
Uzu Gakina Awia. We have holding. Winnipeg, number 61. We'll go back half the distance. We'll replay first down.
The Riders are selling a very cool collection of Indigenous logo T-shirts, hoodies, hats of all kinds right now over at the Rider store, too. A special shout-out to the U of R Rams dominating the Bisons 30-8 on Saturday. Only one loss so far in the season for the Rams is they're on a mission to be in the Vanier Cup in November right here in their hometown. And our Regina Thunder picked up another victory, too, 24-21 over the Hilltops. And looks like we're going to be getting our old hips moving as we hit those Super Bowl hop wings and chips and dip. Grammy-winning Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny is going to be the halftime show this February. And last year it was Kendrick Lamar who gave one of the most watched performances ever. Bad Bunny, by the way, he's set to return as host this weekend for the season premiere of Saturday Night Live. This is going to be his third round as a host. And judging by some of your comments on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page, some of you wondering who Bad Bunny is. I'm not surprised by that. Others say, oh, man, what happened to Taylor Swift? Well, as I told you last week, it was looking pretty promising, but she did not want to give up the rights to the footage after the game. She likes to be in control of everything that she performs, and the NFL said, no, we won't give you the video. We won't put it in your name. So kind of fell apart, apparently. But Super Bowl 60 goes down February 8th at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California, which, of course, is home to the San Francisco 49ers. No, we have not yet heard who the Grey Cup halftime show is. But you can take one artist off the list. It's not going to be Bad Bunny. 6:28 now.